The top snooker player in the world has spent the week in Singapore, not just seeing the sights, but opening up a place to groom the sport's next generation of talents in Asia. The Ronnie O'Sullivan Snooker Academy is one of a few in the world. CNA's Paul Sung met up with the champion to talk about the sport and his life.
The Ronnie O'Sullivan Snooker Academy has been the talk of the town this week. The brand new venue is the place to be for aspiring players. I dropped by to check it out and meet the man behind the project and get a few tips. And among other things, I wanted to know what pushes O'Sullivan on now that he's the seven-time world champion.
I don't actually play snooker for the titles or all that sort of stuff. It just allows me to travel, have freedom, visit different places, and just not be stuck in one place. I think if I was just stuck at home, it'd take a bit of time for me to adjust because I've been so used to traveling all my life, and I enjoy to move about, really.
So, Ronnie, what's the measure of success for you in the game of snooker?
I think now, for me, it's just sort of trying to do it for as long as I can. Like I said, I just enjoy the travelling, I enjoy the freedom it gives me, so as much longevity as I can get would be great. You know, I don't want to go to tournaments. You know, that's why I do a lot of TV work, because the TV work means that I'm there for the whole week, whether I win or lose. So I just love being away. I love travelling, I love being in hotels, I love the freedom it gives me. So, you know, just enjoying life for me. You know, like I said, I've never been results driven. It's nice to win, but it's never been the thing that satisfies me. So, you know, but obviously it's my job, so I need to try to be semi-competitive, you know.
Now, there was a huge shift in your career back in 2011 when you met psychologist Steve Peters, who helped you with your mood swings, and he's become a good friend of yours. What changed there? What did he advise you on?
I think I was kind of driven by, if I was playing good, then I was interested in the game and I would engage and give it 100%. If I wasn't playing that good, I'd quickly lose interest and decide that, you know what, maybe this week isn't worth pursuing or trying as hard as I possibly could have done. So I think with Steve Peters, he helped me to get through the bad spots, which allowed me to sort of play my way into good form. And I think that's when my career kind of, I became a more consistent performer and started to get more out of myself. So, whereas before I relied on playing well to win, the last 10, 11 years, 12 years, whatever it's been, I've managed to play maybe 60, 70% and still manage to be competitive with the top players.
In your snooker career, you suddenly come across various challenges, one being mental health. So how do you address that? How do you overcome that?
I think I'm quite stubborn, really. You know, I'm good at getting myself out of a hole. You know, sometimes I can get myself in a sticky situation, but then I've kind of find some determination from somewhere, and I always have this. I like to prove people wrong as well, you know. So sometimes I've been written off and I've been doubted. It's always been a great source of motivation for me to try and prove people wrong. And I think I thrive on that. So, yeah, I think that's kind of been something that I've worked to my advantage, really.
And what would you say with modern sport today? We see a lot of athletes having these mental health challenges. What is it about modern day sport today?
I think the one word to sum it up is pressure. You know, it's just a lot of pressure involved in competing, in trying to be the best that you can be, especially if you're competing with the best players in the world. There isn't really a lot of room for error. The margins are very, very fine. So, you know, every time you go into a game, you feel like you need to beat your best, and that's quite a lot of pressure to take into a game.
You're an advocate of Asian talents. I understand that you head down to Sheffield once in a while to give tips to some Chinese snooker players. What is it about Asian talents that you so enjoy?
I just think there's a lot more in depth, you know. There's some great Chinese players coming through. So, you know, I mean, I just like seeing good talent. You know, I get excited by good talent. I'd like to see that talent fulfilled so every snooker fan gets to see great snooker. So, you know, it just happens to be a lot of very good young Chinese players. So it just only makes sense that, you know, I help some of them young Chinese players develop their game.
What do you see is the distinct difference between Asian talent and maybe someone from the UK?
I just think the grassroots in Asian snooker has been laid maybe 20, 25 years ago, whereas in the UK, the grassroots has been neglected, so we don't see as many young players coming through, which is sad to see, really, you know, because, I grew up in snooker halls and there was always many different places to go and learn, play against better players. Sadly, there isn't that option anymore in the UK. But with China, they've invested in their grassroots, and I think now you're starting to see the benefits of that.
You're a seventh time world champion, world number one, and now you have your own academy. What's next to you?
Nothing really changes for me, really. I just enjoy playing. I enjoy my life. And I just want to keep playing and be competitive. It's not about winning for me. As long as I can be competitive and feel like that whoever I play against, I can give them a difficult enough time, then I feel quite satisfied with it. You know, I know I can't go on forever. So it's just about enjoying it, really, and enjoying where I am with it at the moment, you know.
And where he is at the moment, it is not unimaginable for him to pot his eighth world championship. That would break his own record, but also globally sets him apart. Paul Sung, CNA Singapore.